Spirit flow, Father. Let man move out of the way of the oil, God, and let your oil just flow. Oh, Baba, ya so kurerenunamosi. Oh, Jesus. Oh, let it come from your spirit, not from your mind. Let it come from your spirit. Some that have allowed the fire to dwindle out. I have sent even the seraphim to grab from the fire from the altar, to reignite the flame that is within you, to bring you back once where you once were with me, but at a level of sensitivity where you have not yet been. You will know that I am in your presence when I begin to whisper unto you, and you begin to hear with such clarity and precision that there's no longer a vacillation, whether it's me, you, or the enemy. I am speaking unto my people, says the Spirit of the living God, whom are my children who have been brought into my family. Because I have chosen you. I have chosen you, and you have been grafted in through the adoption through my son Jesus. And now you are my children, and I watch after you. I clothe you. I protect you. I feed you. I allow you to grow, and I allow you to fall. But know this, I watch after my children. I watch after my children, for they are the heirs and joint heirs unto the kingdom. Whew. And everything that is mine is yours. Everything. For you are my children. I watch after you. When my children are weary and tired, I bring them unto my bosom for them to rest. But my holy scripture speaks of those that labor to enter in. Beloved, there is no work for you to do other than to rest in my bosom. When I bring you unto my bosom, it's because I need to speak unto the spirit man, into the mindset as well. I need you to see that I care for my children. I speak to my children. I encourage and I uplift my children, and I place them in their place of authority. Do not grow weary in doing good, for in doing good, you're in my nature and in my character. So the enemy comes to make you want to quit and give up. But my word endures forever. And I will lift you up. And in its season of your tarrying, you shall see your harvest, for it shall surely come. I am your father, and you are my children. I bless my children. And I curse those that curse my children. Beloved, know that you are in my righteous arms. You are in my holy arms. You are in the arms of your Father. Many have sought after the hand of God. But a remnant has sought after the heart of God. When you seek after my heart, you receive not just the inheritance, because I've already given it to you, but what you receive is the knowledge of my glory. Hmm. I am revealing truth unto my remnant. And in these last days, they will see that when I speak, it shall come to pass. Ooh. Father, I just thank you right now that we are a people that come in and know how to wait on you and allow you to be God. And that we don't step into that role of a deity, but we step in humbly as your sons and daughters to the kingdom of God. I thank you, God. I thank you that tonight is a night that you're going to turn some things from dark to light. Things that are upside down, you're going to write right side up. Things that have been foggy and unclear, your wind is about to blow and remove even every distraction of the enemy. Oh, glory to God in the highest. Your presence, Father, is not just felt. It's smelt, it's taste, it's touch, and it's seen. So, Father, I thank you that every sense in our natural sense is being revealed even in the spiritual sense, Lord. That our eyes of our understanding are opened and that our mind is revealed to the mind of Christ. Jesus said as he walked on this earth, I only do as I see my Father do. Was a representation that we shall do as Jesus did and do even greater than Jesus did. Is to do as we see our Father do in heaven be revealed here on earth. It is time to take back the land and take back the authority and take back what the enemy has stolen out of the church and out of the word. It is a time for my children. God, I just thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name, in all of God's precious, precious children of God, said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say it with me. Hallelujah. Say it like that. Say it like you mean it. Hallelujah. When you say Yah, it's like Yahweh. Hallelujah. It's for God that you give glory. Glory. All right, we ain't gonna do this in the dark tonight. We're gonna get into some light. Let there be light. Minister Oscar, you turn on the lights, please. Watch y'all's eyes. Y'all been in the dark for a little bit, but you're coming out.
Amen.
Coming out. Coming out of the dark. Coming out of the dark. Hallelujah. Y'all cold in here? I see people fanning. Huh? Fanning. People are shivering. Y'all didn't know this is a bipolar church, did y'all? You start crying, then you start laughing. After you start crying, you start like, oh my God, that was... Sometimes I wonder, do we have any sense in the house? But I know God is good. Were y'all here with me last Wednesday when God spoke about the earthquake? So you were here. You were listening. You were listening. And as you were listening to what God spoke about south of the equator, close to the equator, there would be a earthquake. Correct? Well, we just had our 8.2 earthquake in Chile, in South America. Now, I find it very interesting that also we had earthquakes in California. What we're seeing here, what they call the ring of fire. It's the ring of fire where we've seen earthquakes hit. Now, we've got to be able to see things in the supernatural, not just in the natural. Earthquakes are happening all the time. We even have them here in Texas, but we don't feel them, but they're quaking. But it's very significant when there's an earthquake that God begins to speak to someone and say, announce this is going to take place south of the equator or even close to the equator. And it begins to manifest that very next week. That next week. And when it hits right along the ring of fire. And it's an 8.2 earthquake. Eight is the number of new beginning. Two. He sent them two by two when he sent them out. When you add eight and two together, you get 10. You get perfected order. You get law. Okay. Law. You get judgment. New beginning, new judgment that is coming, not just under the church, but it's coming under the people. Choose here. And what I say that day, God said he's drawing the line. Who are you going to serve? Who are you going to serve? So interesting that we see that all the West Coast is, goes all the way around up to Alaska, comes down around even to Australia. In this ring of fire, I believe that God is saying that he is about to change some things in the church, in the world, the atmosphere. There's some things that are taking place. And it's so incidentally that I happen to look where the equator just runs across and it splits Kenya right in half. I said, Lord, I know that was just a spirit sense talking about earthquake on equator, right? Because I'm going there. Don't want to eat, you know, earthquake while I'm there. Could be spiritual. I can take that. But when I start seeing buildings start to shake when they're not supposed to, yeah, I get a little spooky, but I know that this is something very prophetic in nature that God wants us to know is that I am bringing about a change. Now, what happened when the angels were cast out of heaven? Do y'all know what happened? You're talking about, well, Pastor, I wasn't there. There was a quaking on earth that took place when the angels were cast out and they came here on earth. Then you go through the lineage of the angels. Then they had relations with the women here on, made giants in the land. Then we had a little ruddy old boy, handsome boy that knew how to play the harp, but didn't know anything about giants, but knew how to take a giant out. So then we have brothers that were still, you know, with these giants, that then the rest of the people had to take these giants out. And then we get further along into scripture, then we begin to see that the giants are no longer the tall ones in the land. It's the giants that you can no longer see. But then Jesus had to come on the scene and give us the key to hell, death, and the grave. So we didn't have to face these giants anymore. What he did is allow the principalities to deal with these giants that you can't see anymore. Now, the little demons that you see, the little ones, they're just little ones. You just kick them to the side, kick them to the curb. Because you got power over them. Where are they going to come over with them? Bite your ankle? Just kick them. It's just there's the little demons that get on your nerve. Have you ever had a demon get on your last nerve? Yes. Yeah, the pastor, you know, when I was coming to church today, got on my last nerve today. That person must have had a demon on. They crossed it right in front of me. And you know what? And I knew that was somebody that was going to the same church I was going to. But we ain't going to talk about that particular one. But I'm just telling you that sometimes what happens is these demons come and they just want to cause havoc. Havoc. But then you look and you're like, well, why are you messing with me? Come on, y'all think that way, right? Or is it just me? Do you ever think that way? Why are you messing with me? We all do the, I got the blood. I got blood. Why are you messing with me? I got blood. That's why they mess with you. And then when you look outside, what's this? When you look through the glass, that is cloudy and dark. You're standing on the clear side, but on the outside it's cloudy and dark. But what you tend to feel like you're the one getting messed with all the time, the ones that are outside of the kingdom ain't getting messed with. Yeah. Have y'all wondered? It's just me, right? Because I walk up against some people that are not saved. I know they ain't saved. And I look at them like, what you smiling about? What you all happy about right now? Listening to that crazy kind of music like that. What's going on with you? Got no care in the world. Living life. Living the vida loca. Just carrying on. But then when we walk into a Christian-filled church, You ever seen a bull get ready to run you over? They don't put their horns down and begin to move their leg at you like, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. But we're brothers and sisters in Christ. I got the same blood that you got. The same Savior's blood runs through my veins just like yours. Quit your tripping. Quit it. We all trip every now and then. But you know what I find what's very interesting? The ones that aren't saved, they don't care whether they trip. And they don't care who sees them tripping. Amen. They don't care. They're like, I offended you with my music? Let me turn it up. Hey, come on. You know, sometimes I just get in the car, you know, it's been hot lately. Beautiful. But when you got AC in the car, you just kind of have to roll with the windows down. Everybody think, oh man, they're cool. Look at them. They got pastors over there like, bam, bam. Whew. You don't know my niggas like I'm sick and tired of not having AC. And they think I'm jamming out on the car. No, I'm like, I'm tired of this, God. When my breakthrough gonna come? They think I'm just banging out to some music. Am I talking to some people in here? Huh? And then watch this. You just have me driving along, and then the engine light, come on, start blinking. Blinkity, blank, blank, blank. Blinkity, blank, blank, blank. Blank, blank. Next thing you look, what? I got the blood. We get real spiritual and we start praying for our cars. That just me? Y'all done it, right? You know when we gotta push that thing? I'm gonna push it. And just hit it. I don't care. Just hit it. Destroy the dang thing. Okay, just give me a new one. We don't have full coverage? Oh, hold on, Lord Jesus. Bless this. We only got liability. I plead the blood. But when people that ain't saved, they don't know Jesus. No, they were walking hand in hand with the devil. They don't give a darn tune. What you think about them? They don't care. Matter of fact, don't even walk up with the Bible and start trying to preach them either. Mm-mm. They don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Jesus is so good. Were you the same brother I saw you pushing that car over there? That was you, wasn't it? What do you do? I'm a pastor of the house of man. I've been watching you, man. Yeah, you come in with all different colored bandanas to come work out in this gym. You're always crying. What's up with your Jesus? Oh, he's making you cry, huh? Yeah. Okay. What you gonna do this weekend? Well, Fiesta's coming. I'm getting ready to go. I'm gonna go Oyster Bake. You know, I'm gonna go Strawberry Fest. So I'm gonna do. And then after that, I'm gonna go to Nyosa every day of the week. What? What do you do? Work at HEB. Doing what? Thank you. I just stock at night. Come on, right? You're like, I've been serving you, God. I've been sacrificing. I've been tithing. I've been giving. I've been praying. I've been doing everything I know to do. Everything you tell me to do, I do. I don't even hesitate no more. You say jump, I jump 15 times. What do you want me to do now? When the heathen are out there going and enjoying the world, and I'm sitting here in your kingdom, and I'm not enjoying the kingdom. Well, we in the kingdom. Kingdom by. You need to get saved. Oh, no, I don't. You broke, busted, and disgusted. I don't want that kingdom. What kingdom and what God you serving? No way. Uh-uh. No. Last time I went to church, someone started judging me real quick. Mm-hmm. They had to come put, they said, you got to be putting something over those shoulders. You got to put something over that. Hey, that's the way I dress. This is who I am. This is the way you're going to accept me. I find it very interesting when we go to a club, it's the shortest, the miniest of the minis, and the highest of the heels. Because if you can't see from where you're at, don't worry. They're just going to wear it anyhow, and you're going to get to looking anyhow. When they come into the church folk don't know how to handle them. Church folk want to start looking at them, start jumping. You got demons on you, and they look right back at you, and it's the same demon you got to. The earthquake in Chile, I went way out. Carmen, you weren't reeling me back in. I went way out there, but I, you know, so what? Man, you know what? I'm telling you. I said, it's soaking tonight. I looked over at Melissa. I ain't doing the playlist you are. She said, huh? Go on, you got this. You got this. I said, just do what you want. Just do what you want. So she did. I'm good. And I'm looking. I said, what are you feeling? And she goes, I feel. I said, yeah, the people, they have hope. Amen. They have hope. You can feel it. Yeah. And y'all's praise, y'all had hope. Yeah. Y'all had hope. Yeah. You notice? We try to go low. It's like, forget it. Just come back up. Just come back up. Don't even get in. They're already up. Just go. Remember? Did we not? I said, Lord, something's going on. He goes, yeah, something took place between me and them. And it had nothing to do with man. It had something to do with me. And them. And I instilled hope where hope was deferred. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, why would he have to do that unto his children? Cricket, cricket, isn't it? Let me look for that real theological answer to give Pastor, because... it's got to be something of the Holy Ghost speaking, because, you know, he's going to judge this. No, I'm just telling you, it's very simple, because we that do good or try, because we all try, we all mess up. Don't get all holy. We mess up. The grace is there and it lifts us up. But yet in the same token, we're looking at our field. Yeah. No harvest. Yeah. We've been sowing, though. Thank you for the seeds. Yeah, got seeds, God, thank you. Uh-huh. Yeah, been sowing. Yeah. But that joker from HEB, he ain't sown nothing into the kingdom. He's sown right into the world and having fun doing it too. Because you know they got funnel cakes, right? And they got oysters. Yeah, they roast the oysters. They cook them a little bit. Have you been? You been. Jesus, you were there? Everywhere. Jesus, you were there too? I can go. I can? No, I don't know who told me I couldn't have fun in life. I thought that reading the Bible meant I had to give everything up. I thought going to church meant I had to give up my worldly life. I'm not of this world. Oh, I'm of your kingdom. Oh. And you gave me authority and dominion over all of the earth? Oh, so that's why you were there. You've been calling the church. I'm having this conversation with God for real, so you're hearing my conversation. So he said, I've been calling the church to go out there. But they won't go out there. They don't even want to come in here. They need me just as much as you need me. Oh, sure. Don't tell me that, because oysters. Sure. Strawberry, because I can get real prophetic on the strawberry. God, you know, I go. He never said for us not to have fun. He never said for us to quit being a human being. He said, live your life and live it to the fullest. But you make righteous decisions. Don't get all up in there with the many, 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 minis. Mm-hmm. So they can see all the holiness. You know, you want to get there, and then they look at you and say, "Hey, what's that, sugar? I ain't your sugar." No, no, no. Well, hallelujah, lost it. But you're just gonna know this. You're gonna be you the way God called you to be, and don't go out there saying you're a sinner, because that's not how you win people to Christ. You know, it's getting hot in here. It got hot. I'm going to fan it. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. When I used to have my earrings, Michael, and I would go to the gym, have my music on. They'd be sitting around talking to me, cussing left and right, this and that. I'd be laughing. No biggie. You didn't offend me, whatever. I used to be a sailor, too. And the moment they asked me, "What do you do?" Oh, man. Don't lose all my friends now. I'm a pastor. Oh, I'm sorry. God bless you. I'm sorry about that, Amy. Please forgive me. I repent. How many Hail Marys or what do I got to do? I'm like, stop all that, man. Why you got to change the way you are, the way you act around me? I'm just a man.
That's right.
Just a man. And whatever you do, however you talk, that's how you talk. You don't got to hear me talking that way. That don't mean just because you talk that way, I got to talk that way. This is me, and that's you. That's it. And then I found it very interesting that they wouldn't come work out with me no more. I never said anything to judge them. I never said anything about what they were doing, what they were listening to. Matter of fact, some of the music they were listening to, I liked. Had some Scorpions playing in the back, Breakout, Blackout. Then they went old school on us, and they went to some of the Van Halen. I was like, hey. I like that. Then the next thing they do is find out that I'm a preacher, and they're gone. Have you ever had that happen? They know you're saved. They know that you got the Holy Ghost. And then they're like, oh, that's a Christian right there. Mm-hmm. That's a Christian. And what are you, the devil? But it's very interesting that you find the same people that are saying, you're a Christian, they act like they're all this and that, they cry for Jesus too when they're in trouble. Amen. We just need to be around when they start crying out. But how are we going to get around somebody if we don't get out in the midst of them? Not everybody going to go to Oyster Bake now. Oh. Pastor, we all wore the House of Manna shirts. No! No, just playing. Just playing. Just playing. And Niosa, hey, Pastor, with a big old thing of cups. I was enjoying Niosa. That's what I'm talking about. All you got to do is just have some fun. The Lord said, Marty, I never told you that you couldn't be who you are. You wanted to change yourself when you got saved. I didn't say change yourself. First of all, I already rebirthed you into the kingdom. You're no longer who you used to be. You're no longer of this world. What I'm doing now is renewing your mind to the mind of Christ. Now, don't make me go back to that whole situation on his first miracle. Where was it? Papa was a Rolling Stone. Are you going to invite Jesus over to a party when you know they're kicking it over there? They got the band playing and everything. And I'm talking to you. Don't look at mama. Just scenario. Scenario. Okay. Just scenario. That's all. Just scenario. Now look. You're going to have a party. There's going to be some wine. There's going to be some dancing. There's going to be some line dancing. There's going to be some people dropping it like it's hot. What, you think the people in the Bible didn't know how to drop it? They had all kinds of wives.
What you talking about? Y'all look at me like, you crazy. What you talking about? They slept with their own daughters? Read the Bible. Y'all look at me like, Pastor, I don't know what Bible you got, but I don't read it like that. You don't allow yourself to think that way. Yeah. Now, I'm going to get back to you, baby. I'm going to get back to you. So, you know, hey, oh, are you going to go invite Jesus to your wedding? She said, uh-huh. You know why? Because he's the God of more than enough. Watch this. Because if I run out of anything, shoo, Jesus, we ran out of fish. It was a fish fry. We ran out. You bring us some more? Boom. Did y'all know y'all prayed that whole thing too? Lord, there's too many people in this house. We got to stretch this. Yeah. You did it. You stretched the fish and the loaves. Stretch this, God. Yeah, we got two fishes, but we got 15 Mexicans in here. And their kids. Because remember, they didn't count kids back then. And their kids. Stretch. Now watch it. This is at a wedding. At a wedding. Weddings lasted a week, not the one day. Okay. A week. We done messed up when we got all sanctified. We're going to get married again, babe. We're going to get everybody an opportunity to go to the registry and come on all week long and have a good old time. Is that right? We're getting married again. Well, y'all married. Don't worry about it. We're renewing our vows. Come on. But we're registered at Bloomingdale's, Macy's, and you know everywhere else. Go. Now, listen. It's only Tuesday. And they ran out of wine.
Yeah.
That's fast.
They drink a lot.
Now, hold on. Let's not forget who was there. I'm just showing you some illustrations here so that we can start living right on this earth, enjoying life. Amen. Break this religious spirit that sometimes has a tendency to come back in and creep in. Guess who was there? The same righteous woman that found favor with God, that gave birth to the Messiah, was the one that said, hey, they're out of wine. Do something about it. And walk up. Watch this. And then tell the servants, hey, do what he says. Now, you know some mamas get a little, you know, because, you know, they had some earth, wind, and fire playing back then. Mm. What you say? We're out of wine? Hold up. That's where that whole thing came from in the church. Y'all don't know about that? You don't know about that? You ever seen people get up? What's that mean? They say, it's because I got to go number one. Heaven forbid anybody go. You know what that means. I'm just a nut, girl. It's just a nut. Now watch this. Now watch. What I'm trying to tell you is, Mary, that the angel Gabriel came to speak to, you have found favor with God.
That's what the angel said.
You're going to give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel. Watch this. God with us. Don't act like she didn't know that that was God. The angel told her. She didn't question whether or not it was an angel or not. She knew it was the angel. So she's there at the wedding. Well, now here we are, and she's just cutting up, having a good old time. Y'all don't read it in the Bible, do you? Did you think that the weddings were just, they just sit down, be still, the women don't do nothing? How do you think most of the men had a good time? Come on, now, you can't go to any club. There's nothing but men, and women are just standing there. There ain't no club. Make it think. Put it where they were at to where we're at today. There's no difference. We think that back then it was holy back then. No. No. What are you looking at me wrong? Dead. ear came off.
Peter.
I'm trying, God. It's supposed to be church service tonight, but now, you know, we went here, earthquake. I know what it was. Earth, wind, and fire is what it was. Earth, wind, and fire. The elements. Now, look, have fun. And let the people know serving Jesus is the bomb. Come on, man. Come on. I don't know what we're going to do. Come on. Get on. I don't know. Come on. Just get on drums, something. Just do something, man. I haven't. Watch. We get so caught up, Katrina. What's that? I got drunk today, y'all. Shoo. I know that when Jesus shows up on the scene, he messes with your religious mindset. He has to. It's always been about relationship. Always. But people want to go back and go back to they think was the right way. And so we put things in man's order, and it was never God's order. So he comes in and he messes things up. The book of Acts is when the church, the new church, was actually birthed. He didn't do it in a church. He did it in someone's home. And there was a lot of people there. And when they came out, what did they say they looked like? Drunk folk. Just everything had to go back to make everything that God was doing to make it look negative. It was no negative connotation to it at all. And I love about what Peter says. He says, oh, it's only the third hour, meaning it's early in the morning. We're not that drunk yet. We don't drink wine that early. We wait till about noon. Now, if it had been a little bit later on, hey, quota baba sam. Hey, it's all right. It's all right. Let's enjoy. Jesus came to give us life and to have it more abundantly. Nah, okay, okay. Look, I was picking on you a lot. You can invite Jesus to the wedding. When you run out of wine and you tell Jesus, hey, what you gonna do? And he makes you more. What you gonna say? Whoa. You're not gonna judge me? You're not gonna come against me? You're not gonna judge my family? You're not gonna judge the guests? You're gonna honor our request. Right? And what does that signify? Is that God says, I didn't come to judge or condemn. I came to save the world. And when we come into our new life, our born again life, we think we got to let go of our former life. Now, if you don't hit it up, just drop that. Drop that. That ain't going to do you no good. Some of us, we have a hard time. Well, you know, I don't have a hard, I mean, and I can, anytime, I win. Now we're, you know, like further down. No. Have life. Choose righteously. Live righteous. But have fun. Have fun. Me and my wife like to dance. And if I've been to a club with my wife, and they already know that I have a church, and they see me and my wife dancing together, they look and they say, that's why that church is prospering. Really? Okay. I'm with my wife. Have me go with another woman. They probably wouldn't say anything. Yeah, they probably say, I won't say a word, Pastor. I got you. Be all over the newspapers and everything. But because you're doing something righteous, hey, when I found my wife, I thank God she didn't have a veil over her face. I thank God she wasn't walking around with the Bible underneath her arm trying to preach to me.
Because one thing I found out for a fact is that God knows He's got to find your helpmate to come at your side. And if everything is so stuffy and King James-ish, the we and the our and the arts, and you ain't going to get to that place of intimacy with the we's, the thou's, and the arts. You're going to get to that place of intimacy like, what's up, you are? What's your name? You're my angel that God has sent unto me. Because God sent you to me, He's called you to a place to take me. Because I can't go nowhere unless you pray me through. I can't leave nowhere unless I know that He's got you too. I can't travel abroad knowing that you're home and He's not here. But He knows, son, I've got her to watch after you, the vision, and to continue praying for you. Because I brought her to you. Thank God we weren't saved. Girl, we weren't saved when we met each other. No. We were at that wedding. Now watch. So I get saved. What, I can't dance with my wife no more? No. It means go and have your fun. Because in the midst of this whole thing I'm talking about, true story. Right afterwards, a woman that we've known, that we used to work with, came up to us and said, can we go to breakfast? I need to talk. Ministered to her at the club, ministered to her. We went to go eat breakfast right afterwards, the whole time. Why? Because we didn't judge. We went and had fun. We danced together. We were celebrating your birthday. All of them. Yeah, it was August. That's right. Your birthdays. Dancing, have a wonderful time with the family. And like some people would think, you're saying it's okay for them to drink. If they need permission, you think they're going to get it from me? They're going to do it themselves. They're adults. That's kind of, I don't understand that. You know, I had pastors come after me and say, well, we've heard some of the things that you say it's okay to drink. Okay, it's okay for you to jump off the cliff if you want to. It's your choice on what you're going to do. But how about we just let Jesus be the main focus of our life? That when we walk in any location and whatever we do, I didn't lose my train of thought. Watch this. We walk in the original authority that He gave us. Not walk into darkness. I can't be here. There's so many evil spirits. It's just, I don't like it. There are demons everywhere. There's more demons in the church than there is out there. Did I say that, Bobo? I said, Elder, you gotta help me. There's more demons in church. Y'all said it yourself when I said before. Does it feel like the demons are more after you than those that are out in the world? Yes. Why? They're trying to stop you. So when you're out in the world, guess what? The demons are like, hey, I couldn't find. I was at the church. I was looking for Pastor Martin. They weren't there. And then the devil says, oh, they were at the club. What? Do I go to the club or go to the church? What do I do? Y'all looking, Pastor, you go to the club? No, I'm just playing. Just listen. They're like, oh, that's it. I'm through with this church. He goes clubbing. He's drinking. He's smoking. He does all that kind of stuff. Walking out, you lighten up too. It's all right. God wants us to walk into a place of darkness with the authority that He's given us and not fear what's around us. So that when we walk in, that darkness fears us. You know, I'm telling you this because I've been praying, Lord, you're going to help me because I'm going to go face some demons. Because you're not facing them. I'm facing them. Yeah. Well, Lord, they do all kind of witchcraft and there's witch doctors out there and everything. He goes, what are you afraid of? I'm going with you. Yeah. I'm not afraid no more. I'm not afraid. Then I go get my shot like, the needle is about that big. He asked me tomorrow, that needle is about that big. Michael, I'm worried about thinking about demons. Or the guy said, no, I got that. You just go do what you got to do to get there. That's what I'm really afraid of. The shots. So when I get over there, he says, oh, I got this with you. You're my son. And I won't let nothing happen to you. If you're going to walk in darkness, I'm the light that goes before you. And if there's somebody that's coming against you, don't forget who's for you.
That's right. Amen.
And if there's more that are against you, turn around and look behind you. There's more that are for you than are against you. And when you walk into a place just like that, here in the States, all that darkness and all those demons are looking at you, whether or not you know you have authority. If you don't know you have authority, they know it. Ever been around an animal that knows you're scared? They will attack you. Walk in there with some authority. That dog put his tail between his legs. The horse will put its nose down because it knows you're not afraid. It's called a sense. Even the animals have it. If the animals can tell, the demons most definitely can tell. So I said, Lord, I have victory. But not just over there. I have victory in my circumstance right now. What seemed to be a mountain for me is something that he made me to climb. Oh, I've been trying to cast this thing in the sea. He said, why are you casting it? It ain't moving. Climb it. But every time you get to a level where you feel you can't, just turn around and see how far you went. And when you get tired and you can't climb no more, sit down a little bit. Look around. Enjoy where you used to be. And look back and see what I've already done for you. And when you gather your strength again, continue to climb. This is not every mountain supposed to go into the sea. We've got to have some mountains so we can have some valleys. Some of them you have to climb. And when you climb it, you're not climbing for yourself. You're bringing others with you. Yeah. We have victory. We have victory. The trick of the enemy is to make us feel like we don't have it. Because we're looking with our natural eyes, I don't have it yet. It's not here yet. And guess what that is? That's called faith. Because it's not there yet. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but not yet seen. True faith. So God, I know you're going to do something great for the people of God. He says, I've done it already. But they're so focused on what they're in, or what they've been in, that they can't see that I've already sent them someone to help them get out of what they're in. And he shed his blood for them. And they lose sight of the power of the blood. And they lose sight that I said in my word that the same power that raised Jesus from the grave is in them. If the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is also in you, then when we walk into a place where there's all kinds of demonic or dead people, we'd say, because they're not in life, they're in death, then we're going to bring them into the light. Into the light. Just because we're there. They don't mean you got to say, I got a word for you. No, you don't. No, you don't. Hush it. That means I got to pray for you. No, you don't. Hush it. Look at you. Were you on crack? No. Be friendly, non-judgmental, and let them come to you. Have haven't you been around folks that they know there's something special about you? There's just something special about you. I can't hang with you, but there's something special about you. Now, we ain't gonna hang out all the time, but there's something. But can you pray for me? Am I telling the truth? Haven't you experienced? That's how God gets you behind enemy lines. Don't go into the enemy's camp like, hey, get my stuff. No, he ain't gonna work that way. He's got to get you in there so they can begin to trust you. Trust you. Then the next thing you know, I'm going through stuff right now. I don't know who to talk to, but I don't know why I'm telling you. Just something pulled me to come to you and just talk. Jesus, he had to plant you somewhere so that he could use you in the field so you can bring more people into the kingdom. Now, guess what that person's going to do that went to you? They're going to go tell somebody else. You know, I talked to that brother. You know, sometimes I get a little crazy on me, and sometimes, but some, you know, something told me to go talk to him, and I went to go talk to him. He told me everything about my life. Remember that one time I was a pookie in him, and he had that knife right here? He told me about that. I don't know what, I don't know who that man is. I don't know where he's here, but there's something special about that man right there. You got problems, you need to go talk to that man. Huh? I don't know if he drinks, but you need to go talk to him. I didn't know what to give him, so I just said, peace, brother. You want to get him some? Hey, whatever. Go ahead. And guess what? God begins to break down the walls. And they just kind of just show up. They just show up. True story. 2 weeks ago. Prayed for this big old black dude. Bodybuilder. His arms are bigger than my chest. I went to go and pray for him. We're standing, me and my wife are standing there at the pool, Gold's Gym. Can I pray for you? Please? I put my hand on his chest. Honest to God. Popo, you know when they do that thing with her? You know when they do the body, but my hand went boop, boop. I started praying for him. Power of God began to move him like this. Amen. Telling the truth. I thought he was going to fall out. In Jesus' name, amen. I didn't want people to come running out because as it is, you know, there's a pool. There's a big window down this way. You can see from the pool. Then we're right there in the middle. Her and I just. And then Lord gives me a prophetic word. You're in this because of a recent breakup, and there's trauma because of a heart that is broken because you were done wrong. Truth? True. So praying for him, the man was like this. I said, oh, Lord, he's going to fall. He's going to hurt himself. I ain't doing this. God bless you. Goodbye. Shook his hand, and I left. I left her there. It's truth. Truth. She stood right there like, I left. Today I'm at the gym. Same big brother. You know, me pushing my weight looks like I'm just doing a little couple of donuts compared to what he's doing. Oh, man. Here. Came up to me. He must feel real comfortable. He put his head on my bandana. I appreciate you. Thank you. You're welcome, man. Anytime. I'm waiting for something to come out. It's like, oh, man. He says, my heart, my blood pressure, done. He was dropping a lot of weight that he couldn't maintain. He says, I don't smoke. I don't drink. I eat healthy and this and that. I can't keep anything in my system. I'm just losing muscle mass. Really? It's huge.
I couldn't tell.
Huge. But when he was telling me that, he says, everything just feels like it's in order. Thank you.
Amen. Bless you, man. Bless you. You need the rest. I'm done. Perfect stream. No, I still don't know his name. She does. I don't know his name. I was like, wow. Amen. Why? God will put you in places. If you see me, you're not going to know I'm listening to my praise music. You're not going to know I'm listening to my own messages. I'm listening to other people's messages. And then next thing you know, I put on my worldly music. And every now and then I just start weeping. That's the only way. If you catch me crying, then you're going to, oh, there's something. He's just emotional. But you wouldn't know anything that I have anything to do with any gospel, Christian, nothing. I'm to myself. Most of the time I have my hoodie on and I'm all to myself. I don't say nothing. We came and found me. His whole hand covered my whole head. It just, I felt like this, man. Like, really? But he thanked me. I was like, amen. Do you know how rewarding that is when you do something and you're not looking for any accolades, you're not looking for, you just, God bless you and thank you, and you move on about your business, that they come back? Say, you know what, thank you. That's better than silver and gold. Because something was done in his heart, and what took place, he knows in Jesus' name is how I pray. That's how I'm not ashamed to say it. And I know that what God is doing, he just wants us to get someplace that we don't have to be so caught up in whether or not we're religious or how much we know, what we don't know, and how I can quote scriptures. If you can't quote it, know it. Live it. Amen. Then they'll see the fruit of it. Back to the earthquake. Where we started. The ring of fire. Symbolically, I believe that God is shaking the fire back into this nation. Across the globe. What it is, the two plates have shifted. Have shifted. And in that shifting, what they're afraid of now is that there's going to be a tsunami. What is a tsunami? A wave. A wave. In the ring of fire. I believe that when we get into the presence of God and we submit totally to him, again, not religiously, but relationally, that there can be a shift in our very present time, right now. If he's given us the keys, it's like, Maya, are you praying for a new car, a new house? Here's the keys. But then you continue praying, Lord, give me a house, give me a car, Lord, I need this. And he's, I'm giving you the keys. What you've got to do is begin to move in what he's telling you to do. And if he's telling you to do something specific, go do it. Because your blessing is tied to your obedience. And when you're obedient, don't mean it's going to be easy either. He may even tell you to give where it hurts. You know, when it's truly God is when he says, this is what I want you to do. And you say, what? That's when it's God. But when he says, do you trust me? Just get ready because things are about to happen. Things are about to happen. So I want to encourage you tonight. Tonight you came in with such a light and a spirit of hope that was renewed in you. Don't lose it. The Bible says this, that when trouble comes, do not worry, for I have overcome the world. Because he says trouble is going to come. But you're going to overcome it. Because he's overcome the world. So when problems just happen to persist in your life, just start lifting up your hands. Oh, just start praising him. Lord, for this kind of mess that's going on, thank you. Thank you. All this kind of trials, thank you. All this kind of just craziness, thank you. Because you said you're not going to give us more than what we can handle. Obviously, I don't know what I can handle. And you're going to show me how much more I can endure. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If I have to praise my way out, I'm going to praise my way out. And that when I get on that other side, I know how to worship Jesus by being on my face. Thank you for that season.
Because that season made me even a stronger believer in you. Didn't mean it had to be easy. You're going to feel it. And you're going to feel it around the people that love you, care for you, look up to you. They're going to feel it too. So when you get over on that other side, Lord, I thank you that your hand brought me through. We ain't going to quit. Not us. Can't quit, right? I quit, God. I quit. I'm through with you. I'm done. Let a problem come. Jesus, help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. I'm sorry. Or he begins to speak to you. The next thing you know, oh, I'm sorry. I love you. Why? You can't quit, God. He made you. He made you. And he knows just how much to put on you to make you cry out even more. When trouble comes, trouble also leaves. It doesn't last always. But God wants us to know that we're changing the atmosphere around us. I can't change your atmosphere. You can't change mine. But your light can influence my light. Understand? What does the enemy come to do? Is to come to influence you. But how about we influence others to turn to Jesus? Have life and have it more abundantly. More life. More. Pastor, that's just a generic kind of word. Have life and have it more abundantly. I thought you were going to prophesy tonight. Genesis to Revelation is your word. That's it. It's prophecy. Isn't it prophecy? What do you want to hear about your house? You want to hear about your car? You want to hear about your bank account? Then let me help you. If a prophetic word comes forth that way, it's going the opposite. Going the opposite. You say, why are you prophesying to me? Prophesy all the time. No, no, no. That's how you know it's true. Because your faith has to bring it to pass. Just want to give you guys an opportunity to share with me what you experienced in worship today. Anybody? Nothing specific? Nothing? No wind? No angel? Nothing? No? Y'all were just happy? And just happy? Joy? Yes, sir, Oscar. A mist. Amen. Well, lightning is when God moves. It's at the speed of lightning. Speed of lightning. When the angels were cast down, God commanded them to be cast down, and they came down like a bolt of lightning that hit the earth, that it trembled the earth. When God moves, it's everything is coordinated and thought out. Nothing is done just by out of order. He does everything in order. And when the lightning comes, lightning can also destroy some things very precise. Because every time in lightning in the scripture, he was also killing some people with lightning. Mm-hmm. And the ones that he was killing were rebellious. So we want to make sure that if God is showing you something, we need to understand that what it is. This lightning, God, are you trying to kill something that's in me? Because when I read in scripture that you overcame the world on the cross, you overcame everything. My mind has to be renewed. That's what I talked about earlier. Our mind has to be renewed. And when it's renewed, we can walk out some things in our deliverance. Amen. The cloud, the mist, when you come into the presence of God, sometimes there is a mist that will come upon in the tabernacle, and under that mist is the glory realm that comes out of heaven and it's released here on earth. And that means that there is a portal, an opening, a door, a window that is open, and heaven can be easily obtained. God wants us in the heavenly realm. But because the church for so long has been so caught up with it has to be biblical teaching, has to be this and that, we don't want to see the heavenly realm. But he says he created the heavens and the earth, things that are seen and unseen. That he wants for us to see. How about you? If you knew what was giving you all the problems, wouldn't you want to see it?
Yeah.
The trick of the enemy is to keep you from seeing it. The key of God is to get you to see it so that you know what to pray. And if it's a principality, you don't bind that. You don't even mess with the principality. That's not your fight. That's the archangel's fight. Anything beneath the principality are the demons and rulers. We have dominion over them. We can fight. But remember, let God fight for you. How do you let God fight for you? Lord, if whatever is here that is not of you, an Antichrist spirit, a Jezebel spirit, whatever, God, you know it. I don't need to know it. I just need to worship you. And as I worship you, God, and if you have to reveal to me what's going on, to give me insight and revelation, speak to me, God, so that I have understanding. And that's what he does. And that's how we grow. Then when he does open your eyes to see in the supernatural, be ready. I know of people that have gone up into the third heaven and they weren't ready. Bombarded with demons. Seen it many times. Say, God, if I'm not ready to go, don't take me. But if you want to take me, you take me. And bring me back. Bring me back. The supernatural realm is for us to walk in. It is. When we walk in it, and the supernatural things supernaturally happen. Supernatural things happen. You believe in angels? Believe in angels? Huh? He created them. Can you see them right now? You see them right now? He wants you to. Yeah, he wants you to. How many of you prophesy? Raise your hand. How many of you prophesy? Hands up, 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 up. How many of you want to prophesy? Raise your hands. Up, 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 higher, higher. Those that want to prophesy, stand up, please. Be honest with yourself. If you really want to prophesy. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you said that because that's the key. Anybody, that's it? Everybody else prophesies. This is the one gift that you can truly covet. This is the one gift that he says that everybody should use. So is this it? Everybody else sit down. Don't get up. I want you right now to repeat after me. Those that are standing up, they want to prophesy. Ready? I rebuke fear. Off of my mind. Off of my ears. Off of my eyes. And off of my spirit. And out of my soul. I trust you. In your word, God. That all. Can prophesy. Tonight. Give me dreams. And visions of me prophesying so that I can see it in the spiritual realm so that it will manifest in the natural realm. Help me to discern your voice. I am willing, I am able through the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you in your name. Amen. Now, what you just prayed is, God, let me dream and see myself prophesying. Pastor, that's not true. You can't do that. Meditation was originally in the church. Eastern societies took that meditation and took it to other religions and into other mediums, began to use meditation. Meditation was to be used for the kingdom of God. When you meditate on the word, and meditate is the meditation where you see with your inner eye, your spiritual eye. So when you sleep at night, are you not your eyes closed? Then how do you see in your dreams? It's your inner eye, your spiritual eye.
And in that, God will use that to show you prophesying. You prophesying. Do you believe it? Do you really want it? Then he's going to allow you to do it. He will. Now, he may just tell you to walk up to somebody and just say, all I hear, and how he's going to do it, he's going to do it within the church first because he's going to know he's got to teach you. All I hear is something about a roller coaster. And then you say, oh my God, I've been so afraid of roller coasters, but I'm going to Fiesta, Texas tomorrow, and I'm going to get on the roller coaster. Guess what's going to happen? It's going to build faith in you that you heard correctly. And all you said was, roller coaster. What that will do is allow you to begin to build more faith. And the more faith you have, you prophesy in the proportion of the faith that you have. Okay, you may be seated. Be ready for it. If you really prayed it, you really want this, you're going to have dreams and visions of you prophesying. And don't think it's strange. Pastor, I saw myself in the front of the church and I was prophesying to everybody in the church. Good. You prayed that and that's what God's showing you. You can do it. You can. Everybody can. I can teach you how to prophesy, but it's better for God to open your eyes first so that this way you know it's God teaching you. Then when you begin to prophesy, okay, let's start judging that word. Okay, you went left a little bit. Let me help you. Let's come back this way. There, you're right there again. Now go. That's how you teach people in prophecy. But even when you miss, the greatest prophets of all, I miss lots of times, guys. Lots. Let me the first time. I missed. Yeah, don't look at me. I'm a man. Look to Jesus. He's the one that's speaking. And if you don't like what I have to say, okay, get mad at me. But you take it with God. You know, if I mess up, guess what he's going to tell me? Son, you messed up. I know what? I thought I heard you. What happened? Help me out. Why? Because he teaches us. Don't get all freaky and kooky. I don't want none of that gift. That gift was the old time. You know, we don't do get. No, that gift is for now until the return of Jesus. And that's what we do. You're going to have dreams and visions. How many of you want to see angels? Come on, nice and big. Come on. I don't, what are y'all afraid of? Y'all know, hey, I want money. Give me money. Your hand will be way up there. You want to see angels? All right, ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, I just release right now the angelic realm over their life, not to be worshipped, but to be understood. Understand what they're for, what you use them for in the kingdom of God. And right now, Father, I thank you that you open their eyes of their heart and the eyes of their understanding so they can see into the supernatural realm, because we are supernatural beings called in this natural realm, that we can walk in the supernatural, experience the supernatural, and bring heaven here on earth. In Jesus' name I pray, and all of God's children receive. Amen. How many of you want to lay hands on the sick and they recover? Raise your hand. Okay, you ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, this is your decree and your word that we should go lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And that we will go ahead and lay hands and rebuke all kinds of sickness and all manners of disease because of the authority and by your stripes and the authority that is given to us, they are already healed. We will operate in that supernatural realm that when you call us to go out into the field and lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Now, Father, I thank you for the activation of your Holy Spirit in their life and in this very gift that has already been given unto them, because you said you have given all gifts unto men, all gifts. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and all of God's children said, amen. How many of you want to discern spiritual realm? I'm going to equip this body tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for the discerning spirit right now in Jesus' mighty name to be activated within the spiritual man of their temple, God, that they can discern the spirits, good and bad. But let them discern the good, God, to bring forth the good out of people so that the people can see the bad that is still within them and that you can work out their salvation with fear and trembling. But I thank you for the discerning also of spirits in an atmosphere, God, not to be in the war, Father God, but to know how to worship you even the more. Father, I thank you that the spiritual warfare that is going on in the supernatural realm, Father, you have order and you have place, Father God. And I thank you that we know our place and we know our order and we know the authority that we operate in. In Jesus' mighty name, and all of God's children said, amen. Hallelujah. How many of you want to speak in tongues? Raise your hand if you can't speak in tongues. Raise your hands. Okay, raise them high, baby. You're saying Jesus. Okay, you ready? Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, I just release right now the baptism of the Holy Ghost with fire and tongues, Lord. Let them speak in the heavenly language. There's the language of God and them, Father God. As you speak in your heavenly language, you're speaking directly to God that the devil cannot intervene, cannot interpret, cannot understand. But when you speak to God in the heavenly language, it encourages you, it uplifts you, and begins to speak into your spirit man and into your circumstances. And it is for this last day, church. It is into the day that Jesus returns back and heaven is brought here on earth. That is a gift that God has set for us to use. And it is also a gift to bring edification into the church. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said, amen. If you desire what we have prayed for, then God is going to give it. Because he says, ask and you shall receive. The thing is, we're not asking no more. The devil has a way of making people think that, well, let's just let so-and-so do it, or this person needs to do it, or let's call so-and-so. They know how to flow in that. You flow in all the gifts. Every single gift under heaven, you flow in. All right, thank you. There will be a release of supernatural activity in your home first. He will allow you to discern it. He will allow you to hear it. He will allow you to see it if you're not afraid. As he reveals it, he'll give you understanding. I heard the Lord say, I'm going to release an angel of revelation. Of revelation. When the angel of revelation is released, it brings about the revealing secrets unto man concerning the supernatural realm with God. He's not going to release you. That's what that demon is. Stop it. Don't seek after it. You're seeking for the knowledge of God in the kingdom realm so that kingdom can be brought here to you. Amen. In order for us as a body to be equipped, we have to understand that those are our rights. Our rights. We've been adopted by Jesus into his family. He paid the price, right? Now, because we're in the family, guess what? We get everything he has. We didn't get into some family that's broke. We didn't get into a family that's afraid. We didn't get into a family that doesn't love. We got into a family that loves us, a family that prepares for us what is rightfully ours, and not only that, provides for us, protects us, and keeps us. Walk in that authority. Walk in that authority. Be ready for things to happen. See it. See it. And when God gives you a word, say, Pastor, I this is what I saw. Okay, hey. Pastor, I have some. And don't get all freaked out when you miss. Because when you first started riding a bike, you fall. You start riding rollerblades, and you never learn how to ride them like me. Just take them off and just try it again. He's going to show you some things. Just be willing to use it. Amen? Those that pray for healing, he's going to bring somebody that's sick to you. And he's going to say, okay, lay hands. Hey, don't be scared. Lay hands. Can I pray for you? And he'll do it in a way they're like, yeah. Okay. Boom. Guess what that's going to do to you? Send me another. Send me another one. Send me another one. Where else, God? And they're going to start coming. And guess what? By equipping the body to do the work, it releases more into the kingdom of supernatural flow. It ain't never about just the pastor. Don't. I ain't going to get tired. Not me. No. Ooh. Matter of fact, it can be the kids. Get the kids up. Start prophesying. Get the kids to start laying hands. Get them to start doing some things. Amen? Hallelujah? Amen. Amen. All right. Y'all been equipped. Just get ready. Do it. Nike said just do it, so we're going to do it. Hey, Nike was a god. That's why they call it a god. Nike. But we're going to do it because Jesus said for us to do it. It's in his word. Cast out devils. heal the sick, cleanse the leper, and raise the dead. I'm praying for a resurrection to take place in my ministry. I really am. I'm going to just take authority over the devil. Say, you know what? Raise that person from the grave. You can't have them no more. I just want it. I want big things. Do we not? Send in demoniac. Just get out. Get out. Get them up. That was Jesus who did that. Amen. That's the power we have. And then have some fun with it. Hallelujah. Oscar, will you hand out the envelopes, please, for the tithes and offering? We're having cake or bread sale or cookie sale or all kinds of sweet sales. Sweets. If you're interested in buying a cake, see Minister Baya. She's selling all kinds of goodies, like some bread pudding. Strawberry cake, chocolate cake. No, what was that roll? Pumpkin roll? Pumpkin rolls? Tootsie rolls? Just checking to see if y'all listening. All the funds will go to our Africa mission trip. We're also having next Saturday in Miss Darlene's house. Would you raise your hand, Miss Darlene? We're having our rummage sale, garage sale, which is around the corner here from the church. Come on out, bring some stuff. We can sell some goodies out there. Proceeds are going to go to the Africa trip. We're going to do hamburgers. Make some hamburgers outside. Good stuff too. Oh man, they just melt. Shut up, it's so good. We'll do it after service on Sunday with some chips. Some soda pop, some water, some alkaline water. Right here after church in the back. Yeah. We'll do it Sunday. This Sunday. Then we'll do it on next Sunday. Why not? Hey, I got to do it to make some cash. The reason why I'm trying to get some more funds in is I need to make sure this house is paid here. Bills are paid here. My house is paid. I don't want my wife to worry about nothing. And when I'm gone, I don't want to be worried. 2 weeks.